Today we celebrate Saint Blaise, an early martyr of the church, a man who cared not only for the body, but above all, the soul. He was born in Sebaste, which is in modern-day-ish Armenia, and there he was a man that took on the practice of being a physician. Much like we heard from our gospel, we have a lot of healing that he did, even in the midst of his regular life. That people of ailments came to him, and he was able to assist them. As he grew, he decided that he did not just want to heal the body, but also the soul, and so he started to take on more and more spirituality, and then eventually, at the loss of their bishop, the local people came together, and then they elected him the bishop, and so he was consecrated a bishop there of the local region. He was forced into persecution and trial and exile by the local rulers, especially this is before the time of Constantine, where the Roman Catholic religion, Christianity, is still not fully legal. And so there's a lot of persecution. And so he moves out then to the Armenian desert, but because of his popularity, people keep coming to him for healings, and so he's very easy to find in that way. Even animals that had different diseases would come to St. Blaise, and there he would heal them. So actually, one of the stories of his capture comes from soldiers that are looking for animals to throw into the amphitheater, wild beasts to kill people for entertainment, as it was at that time in the ancient world. And so when they went to find wild animals, they came upon St. Blaise, who had healed these animals that then kind of hung around him as he was this monk in the desert. So they would capture him and then take him back, and there he would be tortured unto death and eventually beheaded for the faith. But we get the famous story of the blessing of throats, why we celebrate this on St. Blaise Day, is that on his way towards his execution, there was a woman who had a son who was choking on a bone of a sort, and so there St. Blaise prayed over him and he was freed of his ailment and the choking stopped. Also, candles are used on St. Blaise Day to bless throats, because in the midst of his own imprisonment, a woman brought him candles to illumine his prison cell so that he could pray. And so those two realities are brought together, and of course, linked to last evening, Candlemas, the presentation of the Lord, where candles for the year of the church are blessed. And so this feast day is very closely connected with last night, but also connected in many ways towards the upcoming time of Lent, where we worry not so much about the ailments of the body, but the ailments of the soul. We're actually even willing to take on afflictions of the body to heal the soul. For it doesn't matter if your body's healthy, but you lose your soul. We hear from sacred scripture, "Fear not the one that can destroy the body, but the one that destroys the soul." And so above all things, our spiritual health is more important than anything because it determines our everlasting life. That doesn't mean as Christians that we just eschew the body and it means nothing. The body is still a temple of the Holy Spirit. Our Lord took on flesh. And so there's a reality there of the importance of the soul and also the body together. But the spirit must always rule over the body. The opposite would be hell. The body ruling over the spirit forever is what happens in hell. All of the carnal realities of the world, all of the different influences of the body can't be curtailed by the spirit, and so you become a slave rather than being made free by the right practice of religion. Today we pray for the healing of ailments of the throat and any other illnesses. But above all, we should really focus on what we do with our mouth and our throat, which is we speak. And so often in our culture, we need more of a healing in that regard than we do of any type of cough or any other ailment of the throat in a natural order. We need to watch our tongues to curb them so as to speak the words of God, to glorify God with the mouth that He has given us. Rather than much in our culture, people use their mouths to tear down others to build up oneself, falling right back into the evil trap of our enemy, which is envy that the devil has used from the very beginning. We see it in our media and our politics all across the board. I need to say something all the time, always, and those words usually aren't charitable. This is why St. Benedict in his rule chides his monks to be quiet. The less words that we say, usually the less words we will regret. And that's difficult in a modern world where all of us have to have an opinion on every single thing, and we have to express our opinion because we're so knowledgeable, and it doesn't really help. We don't need to read the social media comments. We need to just rest in the word of the Lord and ask for his healing.